There is a town of infamy where panics line the street, devised by burly griffin public servants 10 feet deep. A place where foul is fair and downright nasty's even fairer. You know the hell I'm talking of, the capital, Canberra.
Beelzebubby rides there in a chauffeur limousine. One half of him's Republican, the other backs the Queen. His head it does 360s when the Parliament's a meeting and he manifests himself as Little John and Mr. Keating.
Yes, Satan is the party whip, the numbers crunching man, who works the halls of power with the trident in his hand. In the smoky backroom meetings, they're skating on thin ice, cause if they're raving, there's no saving from ritual sacrifice.
Above the house, the presses perch like buzzards on their seats, alert to any dirt the politicians might escape. They smell a leak, they scratch their beaks, they swoop in for the kill. Those vultures of culture, the journalistic swill.
And with good reason, politicians fear them to a man. They watch their TV sets with crucifixes in their hand. They say that 7:30 is the number of the beast, that period of darkness when O'Brien is released.
Canberra, Canberra, Canberra. Canberra, Canberra, Canberra.
Well, I would say that the honourable member...
Scumbag.
He's a liar. Withdraw that immediately.
Scumbag.
Oh, Mr. Speaker. Oh, the honourable member's going way beyond the bounds.
Scumbag.
This parliament's a joke, a farce. Resign, shame.
There is a man despairing clown that shrouds the ACT. A fetid gas from just the gas so dark you cannot see. The stench is so horrific to the nose it triggers terror. It's a smell and tell of power in the capital, Canberra.